Yeah, we got home game this week again, and we got to take advantage of that and make sure that, we get used to these conditions and make sure we're ready to go this weekend.
There's a lot of talk about accomplishments. What this week would give you would be a perfect record within the division. Bill talked about that a little bit. Just talk about what that would mean for you guys to go through your division undefeated.
It's big. Anytime, you can win every game in your division and make sure that you're competitive there and trying to make things happen. So, we definitely have an opportunity to do that and need to make sure that we take care of business through the week and make sure we're ready on Sunday.
And I know you guys respect every opponent, but you're looking at opponent this week with one win. Now, you played for this team. Talk to us in your opinion about what has gone on with this team, why they're only a one-win team.
Well, you look at a lot of their games, they've had six games where they've only, lost by 3 points, where games could have gone either way and really 3 points or less. So, they've had a lot of close games and they've been in a lot of them. So we're going to have our hands full this week and we need to make sure that, we're taking care of our side of the deal and ready to go this weekend.
With Miami coming into town, I understand you guys are very focused one week at a time, one game at a time, but Have you had time to sit back and reflect how different your life is now as opposed to it was to this time last year? More wins, more media coverage?
You know what? I haven't had a chance to really think about it. I've been so consumed with make sure I'm getting ready for each game each week and make sure I'm staying on top of our game plans. I have plenty of time to do all that in the off season right now, just kind of focused on, week-to-week basis, getting ready for Miami.
I know the mantra is always one game at a time, one week, focus on. But back in your mind thinking some of those 72 Dolphins might be floating around somewhere because you know how they love to travel when other teams are on the verge of, knocking off their record.
That's up to them where they travel or not. But, we're just going out there and focusing on our job and playing some winning football out there.
Coach, you played the most of ones down there, but is it still special to play your old team again here?
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's fun to see other guys you played with, and it will definitely be a fun afternoon on Sunday.